Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I bet we go to bed and not only Brandon Ayuk is still a 49er. I bet nobody knew is a 49er.
Because we're going to bed that early? Or are they trading out of the pick?
Yeah, I think they're trading out.
You think they're trading back?
I think they're trading back.
I think if they're going to trade, they're trading up. I don't think
they'd
trade back.
Why would they do that?
To get a better player.
Well,
but, duh.
Right, but...
Like Tim just said, TK, if there's a player that they like further up the board, then you get aggressive and you use another pick and you trade 31.
Or you stockpile more picks.
See, I
get more cheap labor.
They're not in a spot where they need more players. They need better players. But their roster is not one that is in need of 10 new players. And a lot of these guys they draft aren't going to make the team. You have guys from last year's draft that didn't get a chance to make the team. And those are players that you're now going to look to elevate as second-year guys. The roster doesn't have a lot of holes. There's spots where you need upgrades, but you don't have a lot of spots where...
No, but I'd argue this is a huge draft because if you're this kind of a team, fewer of your picks are... You're right. Like, because of what you're saying, you're not picking guys to come in and have a starting role right away. You're picking guys to start replacing people 2 and 3 years from now. And you got to get those guys right. Like, in other words... Like, let's talk about wide receivers for a second. So, let's say you don't trade Brandon Ayuk, and you are going to end up keeping him. But you do acknowledge what I've said, what you've said, what Tim Kawakami literally just said, that it's probably Debo. It's probably Debo, and it's probably after the year. All right, well, then you need to grab that guy now. You need to grab that replacement now. I'd much rather have him... Have a year in the system. He'll probably get his feet wet. You work with him for a year, and then when you really need him to have a big role, he's a second-year player, not a rookie. I love that a lot more. That's what I would do. I'm not saying the Niners shouldn't draft a receiver or two.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I don't want whoever they draft to be a featured player in September. It's too soon.
It could be, or it could be a guy who comes in and immediately pops, and you don't miss Brandon Ayuk at all. Because you traded Brandon Ayuk and you got additional draft capital, or you were able to move up in the first round, or whatever you did with Brandon Ayuk, you were able to get a player to come in here who turned out to be a good receiver right away. It's not totally out of the question. And as you say, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to have a rookie come in and make an impact. And
it's within the rules.
It is. And I look at your receiver depth chart as it is now, and there's a guy you took 2 years ago in the third round, and you'd like to find out if he's really any good, and if he's not, then maybe you do draft somebody to take his place.
You're not talking about Danny Gray.
Danny Gray? What are we doing with Danny Gray?
Nothing.
Then they'd cut him if they thought that there was nothing they'd do.
No, because he's a depth piece. He's not a, like, Danny Gray has...
He's a depth piece.
Yeah, so that's, and that's what he's going to be. He's not going to be a featured receiver.
He's not going to be a featured receiver, but maybe you get him more time and you give him some actual looks. You drafted Ronnie Bell last year in the seventh round, and he's a guy. You got Chris Conley. You've got a lot of receivers who are on your team.
Right.
It's a fact.
What do you like about the receivers? Well, they're on the team.
They got uniforms.
That's exciting. Helmets and everything. Numbers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Contracts. Sweet. Yeah.
You look across their roster, though, and you have a lot of depth at a lot of positions. So for me, it's not about stockpiling more picks. Maybe you can get picks for next year. For me, I'd be more interested in trading up and, you know, taking some of these picks that you already have and combining them and move up, and that way you get a better player.
Yeah, but again, I mean, it's got to be, that's more complex than you're making it sound, I think, because number one, again, with any pick, you don't know what you're getting. And number two, that's all based on their grades. Like, I thought it was really interesting yesterday when John Lynch said, we got 22 guys with first round grades.
With the gold helmet designation.
Yeah, 22 guys. Okay, so, all right, you're the 31st pick. You get to the 27th pick, and you're like, there's only one of them left. And we really, really want him. It's good. That's our plan. Then, yeah, sure. Do something, give up a fifth rounder and move up four spots and grab your guy. But you're not going to bend over backwards. They're not going to move up far, I don't think. I mean, sure, maybe there's an Ayuk situation that pops up. But I think equally as likely that those 22 first-round grades, maybe they're gone, and you're sitting there at number 31, and you're like, we got a bunch of dudes who we still really like, but we think they're going to be available in another 15 picks or 20 picks or whatever. So let's move back a little bit. Let's move back. I mean, that to me is always a power position, what you're describing, which is that the 49ers aren't freaking out for any particular need. I might argue that at offensive tackle they are, but they're not. It's not like, oh my God, we don't need a quarterback. You don't need a starting running back, all of these things. That's a powerful position to move back if you get to a certain slot in the draft and you're like, this is not going to hurt us to move down a few picks and we can stockpile another player or two in the process.
Yeah, and that is a thought, because being at 31 is actually a coveted spot for any team behind you who wants a quarterback. Because as you mentioned, if you draft any player in the first round, you get 4 years and you get that fifth year option. So if one of these quarterbacks, if it's Penix who falls toward the end of the first round, there's a team with their eye on moving up to get the quarterback and to get that first round control, then 31 becomes a coveted spot for a team that maybe is sitting at 38 or 39. So if the Niners don't have any player that they absolutely love still available, yeah, then you can go ahead and move back. Maybe you pick up a third next year. You move back 8 spots and you get a third for next year or something, and then you are able to stockpile picks for the future.
Before we go to the phones, did you also catch what Tim said about Deebo Samuel 2 years ago? Said that he thinks that the 49ers were more open to dealing Deebo 2 years ago.
Before the contract.
Than they were Brandon now. Like, that was super interesting. Here it is. Tim Kawakami right here with us on Willard and Dibs.
They came pretty close to trading Deebo 2 years ago, and they didn't. In fact, I would say they probably were more willing to trade Deebo Samuel 2 years ago after a monster season, you know, one of Kyle Shanahan's favorite players, than they are now with Ayuk. Although, the more you listen, the more you look at it, maybe they are pretty close, or at least willing to talk on Ayuk.
Sorry that I made a big noise in the middle of your soundbite there, Grandy. My bad. But it was interesting. Huh. Really?
Yeah.
Because the way they spoke, remember we even played it the other day. John Lynch was, I can't imagine not wanting this guy on the team. Yet, they came closer to and were more open to trading Deebo then than they are Brandon now. I think that's...
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Speaks volumes about how they feel about Ayuk. And I don't know, man, that's the way I live my life. You feel like that about something or someone, don't you dare let that thing go. Don't let it go.
You're dating an 8, but you have your eyes on a 9. You trade that 8. You go for that 9.
He ain't no 8. He's not an 8.
Ayuk?
That's not an 8.
7.5.
Get out of here. He'd be crazy.
With a good personality and a nice smile.
He seems like he does have
a good personality. He does seem like a great guy. And I will give you this, the intangible part of it, the growth he's shown, the locker room presence, the person he is. We talked already about his draft class with Henry Ruggs. And, you know, I'm not making light of the mistake he made, but that is something that, you know, you obviously can't even fathom with one of your players.
Yeah.
And,
yeah,
you know, Brandon Ayuk's not out there on the streets. And, you know, Henry Ruggs was involved in an alcohol-related vehicular manslaughter, and now he's in prison.
Correct.
So, and, you know, other players have been involved in other things. And, you know, the Niners, I think, have done a good job of getting away from guys with questionable character.
And then
Reuben Foster's a guy they moved up to trade, to draft. And,
yes.
And that was a problem.
And there's also then the much less dramatic, he did not very good. Jalen Reagor.
Right.
And Jerry Jeudy. Like, just not all that good. So these things can go 1,000 directions, but what you're talking about, the locker room presence, the head screwed on straight, the downfield blocking, the understanding of the scheme, the ability to put up 1,300 yards when you only threw them. Always live in the Free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Okay, Larry, your turn.
Yeah, you guys do a great job. I have a couple quick questions. Steine and Gould got this. They said, well, why did this guy think that that the 49ers lost the Super Bowl? And I thought it was pretty obvious that the announcer said, hey, the coach had a play that he hadn't used all day, and he used it 2 or 3 weeks ago, and so it was kind of a trick play, and so it worked, and so the coach won that game. It had nothing to do about any of the other players. It's the coach.
You're talking about Andy Reid?
Yeah.
I mean, Larry, why would you whittle that entire 4-hour story down to one play? There's a billion other things that happened that day.
Yeah, but that one play is what won the game.
No, it was just the last play. I mean, why couldn't I?
Well, the last play.
You know what I mean?
Like, under sudden death.
But the 49ers could have stopped them before that play. I don't know, man. I just don't look at it that way. I never get to the end of a game and think that everything happened on one play. That was the last play. You're right about that.
I just figured that's why you pay people like Steve Kerr $35 million. You pay the coach to make those decisions in key minutes, and that's why you pay those guys the big buckets.
But Larry, like, the players need to execute the play. Like, what if I said this? The play that led to the 49ers having to kick a field goal in overtime was a beautifully schemed play by Kyle Shanahan. Brandon Ayuk was by himself in the end zone. It was beautifully schemed. It was not beautifully blocked,
right?
But it was beautifully schemed. One of their offensive linemen went the wrong way. You lose. That could have happened to a Chief. It didn't. They got another ring.
Yeah. So Spencer Burford went the wrong way.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. The whole one play, one person thing is just not for me.
Especially when it comes to the scheme. And like you said, there are plays that both sides schemed well that didn't execute, and other plays that were executed that probably weren't schemed that well. It's football. When you get into a full game, 5 quarters, a full overtime, and it comes down to just a couple of plays and a couple of moments. Hard to say that one guy outcoached the other guy.
Willard and Dibbs, let's keep going on the phones. Rod in Vallejo. Hi, Rob. What are you doing?
Good show, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thank you.
A little bit off the topic, but I'm just curious. Do you think one of the NFL teams will risk picking up Burns of North Carolina State, the big center, and give him a shot at right tackle? He's really light on his feet.
You're talking about the kid that plays basketball also.
Yes, and he's not going to make it in the NBA.
Well, right. 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 Well, I have no idea if someone's going to take a flyer on this one. Why? You like him, Rod?
I think he's, I don't know if he played football in high school, but if he's tough enough, I think he would be a risk looking at right tackle.
Yeah. I mean, like Rod, with all due respect, I got no idea. The kid barely played football. I know he's built like a football player, and so, you know, you could take a flyer on him in the seventh round. You could do the whole undrafted thing, bring him in, take a look at him. But, I mean, I'm not putting any stock in the guy, that's for sure.
He was asked about his interest level before they took on Purdue. What's your interest level in being drafted in the NFL?
What do you say?
Zero.
Okay. I love that. I like the pick.
Zero. Yes. I like the pick. And the kid's got... He's got a chance to be a pro basketball player. I don't know about in the NBA, but
I don't know, man.
If you look at the trajectory of his college career, he's gotten a whole lot better, and he's got some skills. I know he's a big guy in a small man's league, but
a big, big boy.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, look, the funny
6'9", 275 is what he's listed.
The funny thing about that answer that you just read, the funny thing about that is if you talk to a lot of like NFL coaches, one thing that they talk about in terms of what they look for in a player is not something that we think much about, because we're just doing what we do. We watch the TV and, you know, we play fantasy football and we root for our team. But one thing I know coaches really look for is, and sometimes it's hard to tell, but does he love football? Because football hurts like hell. Like, it hurts so bad, and it is not pleasant. It's fun. I'm not saying it's not fun, but the process. Do you remember what TJ just talked to us about this the other day?
I was just going to say.
The process that you have to go through to succeed at a high level in the NFL is incredibly painful and incredibly difficult and unpleasant at times.
Yep.
And so if you're looking at a prospect and he's like, yeah, not really into it, I mean, that is the
ultimate red flag.
That is the ultimate red flag.
No doubt. No doubt.
So, and out.
TJ mentioned it with Brandon about, you know, all y'all, you have no idea the amount of work it takes to be good in this league. The league that has a 100% injury rate. And so even when you don't feel like going in there and putting in the work, you got to get up and put in the work. And you're in the weight room and you're getting the massage and you're on the track and you're doing the running and all the rest of it. And that's every single day of your life. And Brandon Ayuk, after the Super Bowl, he was in his locker. You could see the emotions after the loss.
Man. Yep.
He was in agony. And he probably took a day, maybe two, and felt bad about himself. And then he's back in the lab, as the goo would say. And these guys put in an unbelievable amount of work to earn that money that they all get.
Gosh. This thing, Tim Kawakami just said it's going to be dramatic. I wonder if you feel the same way I do. Let me run through some comments real quick.
The draft is 23 hours and 54 minutes away.
Do, 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 do. I can't do it.
Better than Lucas.
Do, 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 that's what I want to do. Do, 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 do. There we go. Got it. All right. Memory, gone. Anyway. The sound of the people does not sound like the percentage they guess. Does that make sense? Every single person that we've talked to, that we've read, everyone guesses that Brandon Ayuk is going to be on the 49ers after tomorrow. Above 50-50. Every single person. Yet they all talk like he's gone. I mean, here's what I mean by that. Every single person, from Mike Silver's article to Tim Kawakami saying this.
The 49ers are positioning themselves around the league that they could trade Ayuk. Maybe that's the way to get the best trade offer. Maybe you put a scare in Ayuk. I don't know. That's how they're positioning it, in the way I've heard. And I think Ayuk's camp is positioning it. Yeah, fine, trade us. We're going to go somewhere that will pay us. We just want to get what's right. both sides, maybe it's a stare down, maybe it's a game of chicken, but you know what? Games of chicken sometimes end up in crashes. So I'm going to wait. It's going to be very dramatic. I guess there's a potential they could even do it the next day for a second round pick. I think that would be silly. I think Brandon Ayuk, if you're going to trade him, you got to get a really good first round pick and get a receiver that you know can plug right in there. Because if they trade him for a second round pick, boy, I think they really take a step backwards in this quest to win a Super Bowl.
Okay, so listen to that. They're positioning themselves around the league to trade Brandon Ayuk. Ian Rappaport.
I would say this pretty confidently. Whatever the 49ers will pay Brandon Ayuk, who they really, really like as a player who they developed all the way through, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a team that's willing to pay him more. That's actually not really the question. The question really is, does Brandon Ayuk want to stay in San Francisco with a team that's awesome and will probably be very good for a long time? Are they going to pay him the most in the NFL? Maybe not. They got a good team. They want to keep it together. But would it be enough to keep him? I'm kind of with you. I'm leaning more as of right now of him potentially staying, but this story has not yet been written fully.
Okay. So once again, everybody's like, yeah, I'm leaning that Brandon Ayuk will stay. But I can tell you that right now, around league circles, these conversations are happening. And Tim Kawakami's final word that he used was, this is going to be dramatic.
Dramatic. Yes, absolutely dramatic, especially when you get into certain spots in the draft, certain touch points where there are teams that have been either rumored or connected to Brandon Ayuk or teams that we think might have a wide receiver need. And so as you get to those spots, it's an inflection point and we'll all collectively hold our breath. And when Roger Goodell sashays up and we hear that chime, dun, 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 dun.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's, you know, so far I'm in second place.
Anyway, go ahead.
The chime comes out, and Roger Goodell steps up. And with the 12th pick, there's been a trade.
There's been a trade.
And a collective gasp.
Not moving up to 12. They're not moving up to 12.
With the 5th pick,
they're not moving
up to 5. The Chargers have traded the pick.
Good Lord.
To the Niners.
They're not doing that.
For Brandon Ayuk. Yuck, yuck, yuck,
yeah,
yuck,
what do we need to do to get Rap Sheet to stop calling him Brandon Ayuk?
He's the Poughkeepsie kid.
What the hell is happening?
Podjalski.
I mean, 1,300 yards.
Podjalski.
Well, how many yards do you need for someone to pronounce your name correctly?
1,500.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.